Francis on 5 FM, Be Somebody. Still on the way, music from Tyler and Cool Drink, Getting Late. Can't wait for that song. Even some Steve Aoki as we talk about today's unpopular opinion. Do you agree? Do you disagree? 082-5505-151.
Yo, what's up, Miss Susie and Steph? I totally agree. What also annoys me is when people tell me, I don't listen to the radio. I only stream my music. I only listen to Spotify and Deezer. Like, there's nothing wrong with listening to Spotify and Deezer and your own music, but it's like nowadays people think they're so cool if they only stream their music and they have those streaming services instead of radio. And I mean, I still listen to radio and I love it. So it's just annoying how people think they're cooler than other people. It's like the status thing.
Yeah, when somebody says they don't listen to radio, I just assume they hate me personally. Like, they're doing it as an attack on me.
Same. My favorite is, have you ever been out with people and they meet you for the first time and they're like, oh, what do you do for a living? Oh, no, I work in radio. I hate talking about it because usually people do respond like this, and then you're like, oh, I work at 5FM. They're like, oh, wow. Yeah, I hate 5FM. I haven't listened to 5FM in years. It's bad. It's gross. I hate. And then they start listing all of my colleagues that I work with and saying how much they hate them.
It's me. And I'm the colleague.
And I'm like, no, actually, no, it's not really your name that comes up as much. And I'm like, okay, it's so mean. What a mean thing to say to somebody. No one else does it with any other job. Like, oh, I'm an accountant. And then people are like, oh, I hate accountants. I hate them so much.
I do. If somebody ever says they don't like 5FM, like, or they don't like radio, I ask them what they do. Oh, no, I work at Standard Bank. Well, flip, Standard Bank's the worst.
Yeah.
That's my immediate answer.
It's so mean. I don't know why people are so cruel.
It's so funny that you say you hate talking about working on radio. When somebody says, where do you work? I want to say Auckland Park. I just say I work in Auckland Park. There in Auckland Park.
I was told to say the SABC, the South African Biscuit Company. Oh, so I work for a biscuit company that makes biscuits.
Hi, guys. Brian from Pretoria here. There's a very easy way to combat those kinds of people. Mm-hmm. When they start talking about their acid jazz or dark underground techno, look around the room for the nearest inanimate object and ask them, have you heard Brick Driveway? And when they say no, just give them a very disgusting look and walk away.
I like that. What inanimate object could we use in the studio right now? I've got a bag and I got a mask. So I'd be like, have you ever heard of Bag of Masks?
Have you ever heard of hanging microphone?
I hope those special people that think their music taste is superior are actually paying for that music. Because that's one thing to support, like, you know, those people that make specialized music, or it's either underground or unknown. It's another thing to actually pay for their music.
This is true. There was an era like in 2007. I had a really close friend at the time. I love her to bits, Courtney. But she was really into that emo phase that a lot of people went through. That whole emo phase. Mm-hmm. And she was listening to bands like Set My Friend on Fire. So here I'd be talking about Bruno Mars. And she wants to tell me about like Ollie Sykes and Bring Me the Horizon. And that whole thing. And the thing is that the disdain that they have for popular music blows my mind. And I get that music is objective.
Yeah.
Not everyone likes popular music. Definitely not everyone likes popular music, you know? And some people do prefer jazz and blues genuinely.